You're listening to the StarWest 2007 Conference Podcast Episode 2, featuring Lee Copeland. Hi, I'm Joey McAllister, Managing Editor of Multimedia with Software Quality Engineering, and welcome to the StarWest 2007 Conference Podcast. This is a special series of StickyMinds.com podcasts featuring interviews with the experts who will be presenting keynotes at the StarWest 2007 Conference in Anaheim in October. In addition to being a frequent software quality engineering speaker, StickyMinds.com contributor, managing technical editor for Better Software Magazine, and author of A Practitioner's Guide to Software Test Design, Lee Copeland is known as a man of both knowledge and wit, both of which he'll be bringing to his StarWest 2007 keynote presentation, The Nine Forgettings. I spoke with him recently about it.
Speaking about the Nine Forgettings, your presentation at StarWest 2007, why is it so easy to forget things like integrity, honor, and history?
Well, forgetting integrity is simple. People in positions of power and authority ask us to do things that aren't quite right. I was speaking with a group just 2 days ago and asked the question, how many of you have been asked not to enter defects in a defect log because somebody might look bad because of that? And almost everybody smiled or raised their hand. We're asked to do things that that aren't quite right, and we do it oftentimes simply because of economic pressures. We're concerned about our positions. We're concerned about our jobs. It's easy to forget history because we just never learned it in the first place. We don't know who the greats of formal testing are. We don't know who the grandfathers are. Testers rarely read books by those people. And so it's not really a matter of forgetting, it's a matter of not ever knowing.
One of the other forgettings that you're going to be talking about that might come to mind quickly for many testers if they stop long enough to remember what they've forgotten is how to properly measure. Is that something that is merely forgotten, or do some organizations, sort of as you mentioned before, do they expect too much or too little testing, regardless of what is actually meaningful or resourceful?
Well, measuring is one of the most difficult parts of the whole development process. Most organizations don't get it right. They just don't do it well. It's easy to measure certain things that then later turn out not to be useful. One of my favorites is the defects found per tester. Could be an interesting metric, could show the skills of various testers. On the other hand, it could be very misleading. If one person is asked to test a very bug-ridden system, they may find lots of defects. But they may miss lots more. Another person being asked to test a system that's very, very good will find very few defects. And if we use those metrics in the wrong way, if we reward the person who finds so many, where there were so many to find, and we then punish the person who didn't find very many because there weren't any to find, then we're really upside down in our reward-punishment mechanisms. And I see this happening a lot.
And in that case, we're looking for worse software. We're actually making worse software rather than better.
Right.
Yeah. And also one of the more interesting items on your list, at least to me, is the forgetting of boundaries and the idea of different groups in an organization growing accustomed to having people do portions of their work for them, or perhaps just making up for their inadequacies. Would you talk a little bit about the difference between working for the good of the team and just covering for your coworkers?
Well, again, this is the thing I see. In fact, that's where the Nine Forgettings talk came from, were things that I see in organizations over and over as I do training and consulting. Forgetting boundaries is a very common thing. As a tester, you may find that the business analyst didn't do a particularly good job of writing requirements. And there could be a lot of reasons for that. It could be lack of skill, it could be problems with clients not knowing what they want, it could be time constraints. But the bottom line is the requirements aren't very good. Well, as testers, we need good requirements. That's the basis of our testing work. And so what we do is, rather than try and use those poor requirements, we decide we're going to help. And we do that by creating a better set of requirements. So when we do that, we're really covering for the inadequacies of another group. If, on the other hand, the project schedule is very tight, we may start doing lots of work nights and weekends, again, covering for the inadequacy of the project manager who just didn't plan properly. And in every case, we're doing these things for the good of the project, we're doing it for the good of the organization. Our hearts are in the right place. And yet what we're really teaching by doing this is that other people don't have to do their jobs well, because we'll come in and cover for them. We'll come in and rescue them. And ultimately, we're doing the right thing in the short term, but in the long term, we're hurting the organization. And we're hurting ourselves also.
And in addition to the information that you've been talking about, what other things can people look forward to taking away from your StarWest 2007 presentation?
Well, we've only talked about a few of the forgettings. And we'll talk also about not only about measuring properly, but then rewarding. We'll talk about working together as teams and how it's important to value each other. And we've got some fun stories along the way. It should be fun for all.
Well, thank you very much, Lee.
All right. It's good to chat with you, Joey.
Thanks for listening to the StarWest 2007 Conference Podcast. We've put some links related to this podcast on the podcast landing page at stickyminds.com/podcasts. If you have any comments or questions, the podcast landing page will also have an email link. Feel free to drop me a line. You can also subscribe to the conference podcasts on the podcast landing page. Keep an eye out for future StarWest 2007 conference podcasts in the coming days. The StarWest 2007 conference podcast is a production of Software Quality Engineering.